This is a Chiwara headdress from the Bamana culture in Mali. It functions in the society in the Dance of Chiwara, which takes place at the beginning of the harvesting season and celebrates the success of agriculture. In parts of Africa like Mali, religious beliefs are expressed through masquerades for ceremonial and ritual occasions. Pieces from Africa, such as this headdress, have become popular among art collectors, but are often taken out of context and misunderstood in our culture. An important condition in appreciating African art is understanding the history outside of our westernized perspectives. An essential aspect behind this Chiwara headdress is the meaning and importance of the Chiwara in the Bamana culture. Because agriculture is their primary life-giving resource and working the land is a tremendous amount of work and effort, farming is the most important and noble profession in Bamana life. The Chiwara masquerade is a representation of the culture's history. Chiwara was a half-man, half-animal being who in the ancient past came to teach the Bamana people how to cultivate the earth. The legend says Chiwara was an offspring of the first being created, who was a woman, and a snake. Chiwara tilled the ground from infancy using his claws and a wooden stick and was able to transform weeds into millet and corn. Through his teachings, the men of Bamana became prosperous farmers. But in the abundance of food they obtained, they began to lose respect for the sustenance and began to waste it. Outraged, Chiwara dug a hole in the ground and buried himself in it. When the men of Bamana realized they had lost Chiwara forever, they began to regret what they had done and carved, among other pieces, these Chiwara headdresses to represent him and to call to mind his memory and the virtues he instilled in men. The dance of Chiwara is performed by men, but the headdresses are made to represent men and women, to be danced in pairs, to symbolize the importance of unity and harmony in their farming life in order to have an abundant harvest. The headdress is carved into an animal that combines features from antelopes, aardvarks, and anteaters, animals that are known to dig up the earth, to represent Chiwara. The headdress is tied to the top of the head, and the rest of the face and body are hidden by a costume of natural grass. In the performances, the dancers imitate the movements of the antelope by tossing their heads and scratching the sand with sticks. Today, colonization and westernization have led to the decline of this tradition. Though it is still practiced in Bamana and can still be recognized as a celebration of agriculture, many people have begun to lose sight of its history. There's a little African child.